Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this Thursday, September 8, 2016. This is Peyman Mutahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program, Exposing the Fraudulent Income Tax and Assisting Freedom Seekers to Live Free of Oppressive Taxation and Control. Folks, I started Freedom Law School 20 years ago in 1996 to help educate Americans on how to live free of oppressive taxation and control, despite the fact that the IRS hates the fact I'm exposing them. They have been wanting to shut me down and stop me for speaking out about the income tax. And they have been successful in stopping many, many organizations out there, but not Freedom Law School. You found a very unique source in Freedom Law School about education and freedom, and especially the income tax fraud. Folks, there's so much lies going on within our government. Our money system is a fraud, total scam. The banks make our money out of thin air by fraud, not the government. And the income tax is just a slavery tax, reducing you to a slave. That, folks, we got to do something about it and get rid of this corrupt system, this thievery of the American people. More and more Americans are poor, are hurting. Why? Because we have a totally fraudulent money system that banks get to create money by fraud and lend it out. That's right. All the money in the system is the money that the banks created out of thin air, like Chase and Bank of America, Citi, Wells Fargo. And they lend it out to you and the American people and the government even at interest. How do you like that crazy deal, folks? That's what we have going on in America. And at top of that, they suck your money illegally because to the politicians, the bureaucrats, and even the judges, it's all about the money. They just want your money. Law doesn't matter to them, folks. We have a breakdown in America. Breakdown of law and order because they put money above the law. What you see going on with murderous, lying, crooked Hillary Clinton is just an example of how corrupt the American system have become. We have a criminal, murderous woman violating the law repeatedly. They don't put a special investigator for it to investigate it, and the Obama administration actively covers it up. FBI don't ask questions under oath from Hillary like you do with everybody else. You know, she can answer without oath. Record it. It's standard. You always record anybody that you talk to. But no, you don't ask the person any questions under oath. You don't record it, and then you say the person's innocent. And then you don't take the case to grand jury either. How do you like that? So, folks, the income tax. But if it was you, oh, my gosh. No. If it was you, you'd be in jail a long time ago already, my friend. So I'm trying to help you in your personal battles at the same time that we got to work together to restore freedom to America. So, folks, what I'm going to be doing tonight and every night is answering your questions. But I want to invite you to sign up for the 1 year of free freedom education that you will not find other places, folks. You will not. The freedom law education that Freedom Law School provides is unfortunately unique. I wish there was a lot more organizations doing and teaching what Freedom Law School does. But there isn't. The IRS closed down so many of them. There's hardly anybody left exposing the IRS's fraud and lies. So go to live livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org, and sign up for the free freedom education package that will be mailed to you. And on top of that, you're going to get free education mailed to you, emailed to you once a month or maybe once every 15 days, because I'm expanding the amount of information I'm giving away for free. I'm trying to create more information, more education for free to get out to the American people. So go to livefreenow.org and go to freedomlawschool.org if you want even more reading. There's a lot more available there for you. So tonight I see we have a couple of callers waiting to ask their freedom questions. Remember, folks, this is a public program. Anybody, including a government or IRS agent, could be on this call recording it and spying on you and me. So, to protect your privacy, folks, you don't want to give me your last name, okay? All I need to know is the name you'd like to be called, and you can even use a pseudonym. It doesn't matter to me. It's just fine. And the state you're calling from, and I can identify who you are, and I'll be happy to answer your question. So let's see who has any questions right now. Let's go to the call we have from area code 828. The call from area code 828. If you have a question, please go ahead and give me your first name and the state you're calling from, and then your question, please.
John, North Carolina.
Very good, John. What's on your mind tonight, John?
I'm trying to figure out a way to get the IRS to confirm a change in status from 501c3 to a 508c1a.
Okay. Do you have a, what's your organization? Is it a church? Is it a nonprofit organization? What do you have?
It's a nonprofit church organization.
If it's a church, all you have to do is write to the IRS to say, we are a church and we don't need your recognition. You know, just take that out. You don't have to do anything, my friend. But if you want to do that, that's fine. You can, you know, you can just tell the IRS to kiss it goodbye. You don't have to really do anything. You're automatically recognized churches as nonprofits as a matter of constitutional law. Freedom Law School, for example, is part of Freedom Church. FreedomChurch.org is a parent organization of Freedom Law School. But you know what? Freedom Church has never bothered or needed to go to the IRS to be recognized by them in any way, shape, or form. Church does not need the government's, you know, recognition of any sort. You just do what you want to do, and that's it.
Well, we became a 501c3 in order to open a checking account about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. All you need to do is you actually had a form. You formed a corporation. Is that correct? Or did you just apply for a number with the IRS to open a bank account? Which one did you do?
Applied to the IRS to get a number to open a checking account.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You just got a number to open a bank account. That did not make your church a 501c3 organization. That's the good news, John.
We had to label that what kind of organization was it, and we clicked that it was a church, and we got a letter from the IRS saying that we were a 501c3.
What did you click on the form? Did you click on the form you're a 501c3 organization? Is that correct?
We clicked on the form that we were a church.
And you know what? You said you're a church, and that's all you said. the fact that the IRS deliberately misinterpreted that and sent a form letter to you that on it says you're a 501c3 corporation doesn't make you one. It's very simple. I mean, just because, like, you tell somebody, I like you, you tell a woman, I like you, and she takes it and says, okay, I'm ready to, I love you, I want to marry you. And you say, wait a minute, I just said I like you. I didn't say I love you, I want to marry you. She read more into it than what you said. Well, that's not correct. You do like her, but she read into it more than was there. So if the IRS's response letter reads more than was there, that's their problem.
Okay.
Very good, my friend. Thanks for asking. If that's all you need to know, good. We're good, my friend. Thank you for calling. Stay on. My friend, you may find other people's questions informative and useful for you. Let's go to a call we have from area code 805. Call from area code 805. Do you have a question? If so, please give me your first name. And you call from, I don't know, 805 is in Bakersfield area. Isn't that correct? California?
Yeah, Los Angeles, basically.
Los Angeles, yeah. Do you have a question, my friend?
I do.
What's your first name?
Joseph Bannister.
Joe?
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Sorry, say it again. Do you name it Joe?
Joe. Yes.
Okay, all right. I'll call you Joe. Doesn't matter, Joe. We can call you whatever you're comfortable with. All right. And what is on your mind, Joe?
Well, I'm here in California, and I'm constantly receiving demands for tax return from the franchise tax board.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering what to do about them. I've been ignoring them for about a year. They send me demands for tax return. They send me proposed assessments, and then they sent me, the most recent one was an actual notice of taxes due.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have any taxes due as far as the IRS or the, I didn't make any income for 2014. They only think that I owe this money because I paid my mortgage.
Okay. And what do you do for a living or have been doing for a living for the last few years?
Contractor. Independent contractor. So I don't receive a W-2. I don't file a 1040.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. The California Franchise Tax Board, as you found out, is the most corrupt state income tax agency in America. Worse than the IRS. So they have allowed themselves, and their supervisor agency, the Board of Equalization, has approved, allowed them to crookedly do this kind of nonsense. Okay. Of taking your, for example, your occupational license, and based upon that, say you must have made this much money, or you made a mortgage, and based upon that, you made that much money. Okay.
Right.
So the best way to do it is, ideally, if you can, plan to get out of California like I did. I got out 2 years ago. Bye-bye to that corrupt socialist state that's owned by government employees who each have $3 million put aside by the state for their retirement. That's a fact told to me by a California state assemblyman. That's what they have to rob and steal from people any way they can to fund their own retirement. The government communist apparatchik like that in Soviet Union. They got that in California. So that's ideal way to deal with them. Okay. And we challenge, but the only other way these guys accept it is you file, they want you, insist on you filing a 540 California tax return showing you have zero income. That's what they want. Okay. And if you want to do that, you can do that. I don't generally recommend it, but if you want, the FTB will leave you alone on that. Okay. And then they come up with these assessments that they do. Some people want to pay them off, but just let them go. But who owns the house? Is it your house or your fountain wife's house? Whose house is it?
I own the house since 05.
You bought it at, you bought it near top of the market. You don't have much equity in there, do you? Right?
Not at all. I'm just about breaking even now.
Yeah. One thing I suggest you do in your situation, because you bought the house at the top of the market in 05, is you can also let that house go and rent for cheaper, you know, or buy another place, but not the way that's in your name, that you get a mortgage in your name.
Right.
You could, and then without that mortgage in your name, they could not make these estimates against you. And I did a course on this very subject, on how to buy a home without a 1040 income tax confession form, without a use of your slave surveillance number, misnamed social security number, without credit or bad credit, and with little or no money down and no bank loan. I did a course on that because a guy named Rich Diamond showed me how to do that. And if you go to YouTube, okay, and type in the Rich Diamond Freedom Law School, his speech will come up on the subject. Okay. And then we stop, Richard Diamond, not Rich Diamond. Put Richard Diamond and Freedom Law School also, because there's a lot of Richard Diamonds out there. Okay. In fact, I'm going to bring it up myself right now to see, make sure it's the correct one I'm giving you. No, I think it is Rich Diamond. Okay, Freedom Law School. So, his speech will come up. There you go. And it talks about this and basically how it works. If you're interested in that, then I got the course on how to do that. And that would be the bait for you not to lose any equity in the house that you're going to begin in the future. And don't worry about the FDA, because they're just lawless agency. You have to, if you want to challenge them, you have to take them to go through FDB hearing, the Board of Equalization hearing, and then challenge them in court, go to higher levels of court. It's a lot of fight. I've been too busy fighting the IRS, which I could easily beat, to focus so much on the FDB. For me, I found it easier just to avoid those guys, even though I still want to challenge the FDB. That's one of my plans is in the future, is to challenge the FDB's corrupt ways, exactly the stuff like they're doing to you. But for the time being, that would be the best ways, my friend, for you, in particular with your situation.
Okay, so don't continue to ignore their requests. Just try and respond with...
you can ask for a hearing. You can ask for a hearing with... No. When they send you a notice of proposed assessment, the second letter they send you is a notice of proposed assessment. First one is demand for return. The notice of proposed assessment, that one within 60 days, you can ask for a hearing. Ask for a hearing, okay?
Okay.
And see what you can do with that one, okay? They're going to ignore you, unfortunately. But ask them, hey, how do you expect me to prove a negative? Sometimes you might get lucky, get a decent, honest person that conducts a hearing. Very unlikely with the FDB. Okay.
All right.
They're going to say, well, show us how they make the mortgage payment. They want you to show your friends or family members, people take care of your mortgage. How much is your mortgage payment anyhow a month?
My payment is $1,700 a month, and I can also prove in 2012 was a free gifting year, so I received a large inheritance gifting from my family. So I could also use that as an example of money that's available to pay the mortgage. I don't need.
Well, there you go. There you go. That's what the FDB wants. They want how you had the means of paying a mortgage, and if you had a large inheritance of $100,000 or more, and that could last you many years to be able to afford a mortgage. I know people who had to do that. They had to live off of that because they'll be on the street. They got an inheritance of some sort that saved them. So if you're one of those guys. Okay. Okay, I would, in hearing, I would do that.
All right. That's what I wanted to know. Thank you much, Paymon.
You are most welcome, my friend. Thank you for calling. Okay, let's now go to 916 area code in Sacramento, California area. Who is it called? Area code 916 we got right now.
I'm just listening in. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. Let's go to the caller from area code 252. If the caller from area code 252 has a question, go ahead and let's see. Area code 252. Oh, he's not there. No problem. Let's go to the caller from area code 949 in Orange County, California. If you have a question, announce your first name for me, please, my friend. Any question, call from area code 949? Okay. Let's go to the next caller from area code 541. Area code 949. Guy had a lot of background noise, so I muted him out, folks. That's okay. Area code 541 area code person. Do you have a question, my friend? And no question from the call from area code 541. How about that call from area code 407? If you have a question, please announce yourself. Okay. No question from a call from area code 407. Let's go to the call from area code 512 from Austin, Texas area. If you have a question, my friend, go ahead and announce yourself. And then your question, please.
Yes, my name's Jim. Can you hear me?
Yes, Jim. Yes, Jim. Go ahead, huh?
So, I got a letter from the IRS because I filed 2013 and 14 tax returns, and I haven't had the money to pay them.
You sent me some documents by to Freedom Law School to review, correct?
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay. And I did get a chance to look at them. And what you did, I saw a tax return. I saw that, you had there. But what I didn't know is if you did send that 2013 1040 income tax confession form to the IRS or you just kept it.
No, I did send it.
You just sent it in. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Engineer piece,
I sent it in and 14, and you saw the other part that they put a lien on one of my properties.
Yes, they filed they didn't file a lien on any property that I in yet. Well, actually, I see it. Yes, yeah. They did. They signed for $33,000, right? They filed a lien against no specific property. What they did do is file a lien against you and the county recorder's office of Travis County, okay, in Texas, Austin, Texas, against any and all property that you may own in that county.
Yeah.
Do you have any property that you own in the Travis County?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have
continue,
Two properties.
Okay. Okay.
So I have one property that's for sale, and I don't want them to take that money out of it, the sale of the property. It's not under contract yet. So I was going to make I don't have my paperwork in front of me because I couldn't get off work in time, but file for a the review or whatever.
For a collection due process hearing?
Yes, that's it. Yes. I was going to file for that. Well, I mean, I don't know exactly what to do, but I was going to try to make it I guess really the only thing I can do now is make a payment arrangement with them, with tell them that, you know, it's a hardship. I can't sell the house. And I need to make a payment arrangement. But I have all the money in, all my money is into the house, so I need to make the lowest payment arrangement possible. So, and tell them, you know, like basically I could be in danger of losing the houses I own, and so then I won't even be able to make any payments because I won't even have anywhere to live. So, you know, whatever, I don't know what else I can do, besides now. So I think they're gonna ask me to file 2015 taxes, which I haven't done yet. Whenever I make this, they're gonna say, we want you to agree to say that you're gonna confess to your 15, you're gonna confess that we're gonna rob you of whatever, you know, your 2015 taxes too. And I don't want to do that either. I want to not pay them because they're thieves. But now I've already confessed 13 and 14, now they're going to want 15. And I don't even have 15 prepared. And so, like, what do I do besides, you know, there's a book, Cracking the Code, which that tells you to do, and I'm afraid if I try to do anything that book says to do, then they're just going to make them mad, and they're going to be like, no, we're not making a payment or anything with you. We're just going to take your money when you sell the houses.
Okay. How much equity do you have in the houses? How much equity do you have in each home approximately?
Enough to pay it. I have, I think it's like 50,000 equity, maybe.
And then one that's up for sale?
Yes, the one's up for sale.
And the other one?
Or wait, let me see. I owe 190. And I'll have like probably 60 or 70,000 in equity when I sell it.
Okay, well, that's out before, of course, selling costs. You have some, you know, real estate transactions.
Probably after.
Okay. Okay. Well, I see only you filed what you sent me was a 2013 income tax confession form you filled out. By the way, everybody, any of you can email, mail, or fax up to 10 pages of paperwork that you got. Of you, any Freedom IRS issue, government harassment, traffic tickets, whatever, police abuse, bureaucrats, our review is free of charge, like I'm doing right now. Okay, so that's not a problem. I'll do it for all of you if you guys need that. Now, let me tell you about your situation. I don't see a 2014 1040 form, and no, I see 2013 you sent me, and it looks like based upon that. $25,000 that you confessed on this form that you owe the IRS added some penalties and interest, and that's how they got to the $33,000 tax lien they filed against you. So and also the tax lien notice that you have sent me, it's only for 2013. It's not for 2000. Well, for 2014, I see that. You don't have a tax return, but it's $14,000. I see.
Yeah. For 14, I think.
Yeah, I don't have a tax. I see what you did. Yeah. Well, you know,
yeah,
so I like to have magic bullets. But what do you do for a living, by the way?
Real estate.
Real estate agent, or you invest in real estate and sell real estate?
Both.
Okay. And you an agent and investor both?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we all do a private world, but a consultation, so I can help you with this situation much better. You know, because I can discuss things more freely with you privately than on this public call that everybody can hear.
But
I'm gonna try to help you right now as much as possible. Yes.
Yeah. Yes, but yes, exactly.
I'm gonna try to help you as much as I can on this conference call. Yes.
Well, I just wanted you to tell me on this conference call. Yes, I would like you to help me as much as possible on the conference call. But I wanted you kind of to tell me if you, like it kind of like I don't know if you can really help me. Like it seems like I've already made my bed to have to lie in it. So, the only thing you could help me with is now negotiating with them, or Like, I don't know. Tell me what you can help me with on it, and because I don't know if I even, you know, what you can do.
I will tell you, and I will going to be straight with you, my friend. I'm not going to give you a BS. I'm going to give you a straight truth, is that unfortunately for you, 2013 and 14, you dug your own hole that nobody can get you out of. You combined, you owe the IRS about $47,000 because you fill out a 1040 income tax confession form. You confess you owe those monies, and they add a penalty and interest. Okay, now you can try the Pete Hendrickson cracking the code method, and I know it does sometimes work, and sometimes it doesn't. It falls through a crack, and sometimes it doesn't. When it has worked for people who are wage earners, employees, I know, simple tax returns, not the guys who have self-employment income, fill out all the schedules that you have, all that kind of stuff, okay? So I very much doubt for your situation that would work, okay, because you fill out this detail thing that, you know, on that. So, but I'll tell you something else. As far as negotiation goes, no, there is no negotiation with the IRS unless, as you said yourself, first, they want you to be a repeat customer, repeat confessor, fill out for 2015 and admit that you owe them another $15,000, $20,000, $30,000. So they want you to add insult to the injury, and then they're going to tell you, well, it's not a huge amount. It's not like $1 million or $400,000. You know, from 37,000 now you owe the IRS 50,000-60,000. That's doable because IRS has legally 10 years to collect on the tax. And on top of that, you have two pieces of property in the county. They already filed a lien against you, against the property. You cannot transfer property to anybody, refinance it, or sell it. You are stuck. The equity in the place are sunk.
Yeah. Well,
there's nothing you can do about it.
The equity until I pay, the amount I owe. Yeah.
Yes. So even if you make a payment plan for them, they will not take the lien off until everything's paid in full. You see, they're not stupid. They're not going to say, agree, you're going to pay us $1,000 a month and we lift the lien, because they know that you can make a couple, 3 months payments, sell the house, and then stop paying them. So the lien will stay until you pay them in full. Okay. And that's just the way it is. What I was going to talk to you about more is about what to do from here forward, because nothing you can do about the past much. Done. History. But what I can help you with is how to go from here forward, because guess what? Now 2015 is coming up. 2016 is right around the corner. 17, 18, all the years in the future. And as much as I know you hate, I would hate to lose close to $40,000 equity from all this stuff. They got you boxed in, my friend.
Yeah, I know.
They got you boxed in. No payment plan will get rid of that lien. It's your own confession. You can get out. There's a lien filed in the county. We have the house. If it was filed in a different county, it would have been different. But if filed it right there, we have you two properties. And, you know, if you want to wait out the 10 years for them not to, you know, take anything from you by force from paycheck, bank account or something, guess what? In 10 years, likely because there'd be more equity in the property, sometime in the future, they're probably going to try to take the house by force and take the equity of your house, sell it, take the equity anyhow. So you have no choice but to pay them the money. So realistically is, honestly, it was me, just, you know, you have two choices. Sell the house, let them take the money, and say, I learned from my mistake. I'm going to plan future better so it won't happen again. That's where Freedom Law School comes in, okay? You can do that now. Or you can say, you know what? Right now, they add 3.5% approximate interest to this tax that you owe them. So you could say, well, I filed this back in April of 2014, 2 years ago. You know, penalties are maxed out. I'd rather just get a 3.5% interest loan from the government because I need my cash now for doing other things. I'm going to invest my money, do other stuff, and anything I want to do. But and when the house sells, it sells. You know, but meanwhile, you're not giving them money right now. You can do that if you want to. That's the only choice you have. They're going to take the house equity from you now or later. Yes, the automatic will get. Yes, they'll take the money in escrow with a title insurance company, title company, right?
Yes. Well, yeah, it'll have to go into a title company.
Right.
Unless I sell it on
so,
the
market, but you know, you got a situation where, you know, it, you know, but I read the email you sent me about this also. Okay. And you got a substantial amount of mortgage on these houses. And you're close to losing the houses if you can't make the mortgage payments. Sell them before you lose it all. Just sell them. You got to cut your losses short, my friend, as an investment advisor. Because I used to be an investment mutual fund financial planner. I was 30 plus years ago. You're in a situation where you're it's tough.
Well, I can still make the payments, and I can put it on. I think I just got a little bit to finish on the houses, and then it's perfect, beautiful, ready to go. And then, well, the election's coming up, so maybe slow market. I don't know. But like, I should finish the house, like, next week. Like, it's almost done. Like, the countertops just went in. Now it's just backsplashes. And so as soon as I finish the house, I have a last draw from the bank of, like, $35,000. So that gives me, you know, 3 more months of mortgage payments, and then, you know, they won't foreclose for months after that, too. But then I'll just have fees.
Mm-hmm.
So I can still do it, you know, and that's what I'm gonna do. I gotta finish the houses because that's the only way I'm gonna get the rest of all the money I've invested in out. I mean, really, right? Because I'll just lose everything. I won't get a very big profit if it's not completely finished. People will look at it and go, well, why is it? I don't know. Next week I'm gonna list it anyway for sale.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
List it. Sell it. You know, one property going to go, most of it's going to go toward paying this IRS problem, but you put that behind you, and move forward with the other ones. It's just a done deal, my friend. You you got to be forward looking.
So, but if I do that for 2015, 16, and from now on, and I don't file anymore, and I send them whatever information to tell them that I'm not going to because this is the law and I don't have to, and then that means I can't do loans anymore. That's the... You know, I think we talked about this last time, but I just clarify. That means that, you know, I can't get a loan from a bank because I didn't file my taxes. So I'll just have to,
use creative financing ways to acquire control of the properties and financing and all this stuff. That's all. There's other ways to go around it. Not the typical way.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You can still do what you want to do.
Yeah. Last thing. So if like this, the cracking the code book, if I was to file an amended return and file like a zero, you know, it could work. It might not, whatever, but it, would it be worth it, or would it make them more become bigger assholes to maybe charge more fees or whatever?
I doubt if it's going to work. They're probably just going to add a $5,000 frivolous filing penalty on top of this.
Oh.
That's what's going to happen, 95% chance. So you want to get 5% chance of success, otherwise 95% mean add $5,000 to it?
Yeah. Okay. So do you still recommend me doing a private consultation with you? Well, I guess for the future, right?
Yeah, for the future, because this is done. You know, as much as we could be doing from the past is done, basically. It's already done. The issue is you want to avoid this in the future. And I see you got, want to develop a small community in school, you know, and you have, you know, with that's good ideas. Those are all good ideas you have. And what I can help you is make sure you know, in the future, you do these things in a property, follow the law properly, and in a way that you avoid getting yourself in trouble.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll probably have to wait. And I mean, even that $240 I can't spend until I've got some of the money back. Because
I understand. That's fine. Whenever you're ready, a week, a month, 6 months from now, doesn't matter, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready, sooner the better. You know that yourself. Uh-huh.
And then in that situation, once I'm done, mm-hmm. I mean, once I have accomplished everything and sold the house and paid the freaking IRS for 2013-14, and then should I just go ahead and take some of your classes or just do a consultation?
Generally speaking, I recommend people do the consultation first, because especially someone like you who's got something going on, and maybe consultation and a level one course, the quick start for the package, which includes level one and a consultation, and then we can move forward. You know, that way you get the chance to hear what I have to say, the solutions offer for you to understand it makes sense. You know, because you know you still don't know me that well. You know, you just talked to me a little bit.
Yeah.
You want to understand Freedom Law School better, know that, hey, before you go get a Royal Freedom package from us, the bigger program which you really want, is we get to know each other a little bit more there, and we can go forward. And I'll be credited anyhow. You know, you don't have the money right now anyhow to get a bigger program. So start with a consultation,
yeah,
or level one course, yeah, and the level one and the consultation together, a quick start Freedom package. And that gets you some basics of what to do and not to do, our level one course, which is important, you know. And meanwhile, I can help you with you know, what you got going on. In your situation, I think you'd be interested in a course that I put together on how to buy a home without a tax return and without using your SS number, bad credit, no bank loan, you know, that type of thing. You'd be interested, yeah, in that course, which is $130 plus $10 shipping. So you want to get that also, which shows the basics about the whole detail.
Is that like mainly pre-foreclosure type of things where people are deed the property they don't want to you?
No, it could be ugly houses, pre-foreclosure, yeah, any situation that sells motivated for whatever reason, divorce, death, you know, whatever they got going on, they got another job someplace else. So yes, it will not be just go buy any house down the street. But then again, you cannot just go buy any house down the street anyhow, because every house doesn't have a proper investment quality you're looking for anyways. And a lot of times the places that are messed up, that the opportunity is there for you to fix up and sell, those ones are motivated sellers which work with you anyhow. So not having a tax return for a bank loan is not going to be a big thing for you. Not as much as it might appear to you at first.
Okay. So for 2015 and 16, how soon would I need to send them documentation for them to not look into that more?
None. You will not send them constantly. That's the worst you could do. Freedom Law School does not recommend that you confront the IRS to tell them, hey, I'm a non-taxpayer. Hey, leave me alone. I'm one of those guys you should be leaving alone type of thing. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
That has the opposite effect. You make yourself a target by doing that. And unfortunately, most tax honesty groups out in America, that's exactly what they recommend. They give that wrong advice to people.
Yeah.
They get them in trouble. Then they come to me and I got to get them out of the mess that someone else got them into because they thought they had to, you know, stand up to the IRS and, you know, tell them those things.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So what about if I have other properties in other counties? Well, I guess it won't matter because when I sell this one, it'll be paid off anyway.
Exactly. Once you pay them off with this one, the other ones are clean.
You know what? I did talk to them before. And they told me that if I paid off the whole thing, they would remove the taxes penalties and interest if I paid it all off. But there was probably some conditions like, oh, you have to say you're going to confess to all the next year's returns and all that. I don't know what the conditions will be, but they said, oh, and if you say you'll pay everything, we'll waive the interest and penalties. So that could be, is that an option, something I could do before they take it and, like, ask them to give me back my stuff if I pay it?
Look, these criminals, liars, are telling you, you file for 15 and they take the interest and penalties off 13 and 14.
Yeah.
They don't have to do that at all, period. They don't have to do it.
Even if they say they're going to do it.
Yeah, there's no law requirement to do it. To me, that's just a come on.
Yeah.
I don't trust them. I just don't. You know, and whatever they tell you, and I've had other occasions, people tell me, oh, this IRS agent told me that. Oh, down the road, another guy or supervisor said, oh, sorry. No, the agent was wrong. He shouldn't told you that. That's wrong.
Well, the thing is I'm going to have to pay him anyway. So does it hurt to try to say, hey, you told me this, you know, I'm going to pay it off when I sell the house, you know, so can I have them back, like you said, can you give me back my thing, but I don't want to have to confess to 15 and 16 and all that. You know.
Look, they're going to take this money for 13, 14 anyhow.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So I was just going to see, would it be bad to call them and try to talk to them and see if I can get the penalties and interest back when I pay them?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Because they're going to give you no break whatsoever unless until after you file a 15. Maybe even then they don't, because the taxes are not huge. I say, oh, just pay it. Why should we give you a break? Late tax cheat, blah, 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 blah. You know, they say pay it. That's their attitude. And so by calling them, you only bring in attention to yourself. Somebody might take, you know, they say, hey, this guy called in, go after him. I looked up on the computer, this guy called. He filed for 13, 14, hasn't paid a 15, and he hasn't filed. We haven't come after him. Let's go after him for 15. So the only thing good about it is you make yourself a target more.
Yeah. They sent me the letter for, you know, about they were going to, they're saying, they sent me the letter saying last notice, you need to pay these taxes or whatever. So I called them, and I shouldn't have called them. Then that's when they said, you have to agree to pay. So you're agreeing right now to pay. I'm like, I didn't sign a contract right now. I mean, I haven't even seen the contract. How am I agreeing to that? And they're like, what, you're not agreeing? And I'm like, let me call you back. And they're like, so then all of a sudden, that's when they put the lien right after that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you called them?
Yeah, I called them. That's why.
There you go.
That's why they put the lien.
There you go. There you go. You just verified what I've been telling you. You call them and you bring attention to yourself.
Yeah.
You call them and they put a tax lien on you. Had you not called them, who knows how much longer it would have been until they put a tax lien on you. 6 months later, 6 years later.
Yeah.
You should call me before you called them. But too late for that part, my friend. Let's try to avoid mistakes like that in the future.
Yes, you're right. Okay, okay.
Okay.
That's it for now. I mean,
very good. So I just, you know, whatever we can get with me 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, you know, get together. We'll get together and see what we can do. Plan out things for the future, my friend. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Very good. Well, you're welcome. My pleasure. All right, folks, I'm going to go one more time to see if you have any other callers who may have questions. Any freedom issue, folks, any area of freedom law, IRS, state income tax agencies, police, bureaucrats, traffic tickets, whatever it is, I will try to help you, because Freedom Law School is dedicated to educating you, empowering you to live free without fear. Stand up to these bullies, okay? We have another call from area code 512 in Austin, Texas area. Do you have a question about the other call from area code 512?
Hey, mine is Roger in Texas. I just wondered, when the call ends, is there room for everybody to talk to each other, or did it just end?
I think it just ends. Unfortunately, it does. Yeah, it's not like a different conference call. But I will tell you this, Roger and everybody else on this call, I plan to be going before end of this year, do these conference calls on a video format, so you guys can see me and talk to me, and I'm going to see a part of that if I can have it be where people can meet and talk with like-minded freedom seekers on this calls also. You know, one thing that you got, okay, cool. Yeah, it's good. You can become a fan of Freedom Law School on Facebook. You know, I know you are, and talk that way. But you lose some privacy that way because it, if you know, connects to your own real Facebook page. But you can always, if you want to talk privately, you can create a second, a pseudo Facebook page. Okay, that, and you can talk about things, people that way without having your identity be known out there. So.
Oh. Okay, cool.
There's options out there. Mm-hmm. And Roger, by the way, the course you want on real estate, how to buy with no tax returns, it's available. You haven't been around for a while, but that course is available. Yeah, you'd be interested in that. And this gentleman is doing, he's going to be doing stuff like that. So you guys can always learn from each other. And I recommend you guys learn and work with each other. So the other gentleman that called, I don't want to give you a real name, from Erica 512, if you want to meet Roger. And yeah, and I know Roger has been a student for a long time. Just give me a call. I'll put you guys in touch. No problem.
Okay. And you said the course was $130 or?
$130 plus $10 shipping. Yeah. $140 with shipping included.
Okay. All right. Let me get some personal stuff taken care of and I'll contact you.
You got it, my friend. You got it.
All right.
Okay. Let's see if anybody has any questions, Roger. Let me go around one more time to some of these guys who did not have questions earlier. They may have a question now. How about the call from Erica 949? Do you have a question now you want to ask me, my friend? Okay, no. How about the call from Erica 916? Do you have a question? Okay, no question from the caller. No question, okay. How about the call from Erica 541? Do you have a call from America 541? If you have a question, please announce yourself now. Yes, sir.
Yep. My name's David. And I sent you some facts, some pages over to you. It's about Social Security.
Yes.
The question I have is there anything I can do? Is there anything I can do about that at all? They demand that the money be paid back, like it's their money, of course. And they're going to take my Social Security, the whole total amount, until it's paid off, what they tell me.
Okay. First of all, David, I did get your paperwork, my friend. I did review it before the commerce call. And what's going on with David, folks, is that apparently, David, correct me if I'm wrong, you worked in addition to getting Social Security. So for every $2 that you earned, $1 of it, they want a tax. That's what their letters that they send you says. So in other words, they say live on Social Security alone, or every $2 that you make, you know, the $1 of it we will tax. And they're saying that because of that, you know, you owe them money. You owe them about $10,000. Okay, that they correct. Want, and they want to pay. But the letter does say you have a right to a hearing within 60 days of the letter's July 7th date. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, you just missed that 60 days because July 7th, 60 days is September 7th. You should get the letter out in the mail now, like tonight. Okay.
Okay.
Go send a letter in the mail tonight. Get it postmarked in the back of the post office. I will send it by priority mail. Some kind of a tracking number. I will take it to the back of the post office, you know, where you are, by the scale. Someone is there late. The main, you're in Bend, Oregon area. The main post office that closes late, open till 9 o'clock at night. I would go to that main post office and have it sent there. That we have proof that it was mailed on time. Okay. Let me see. How many days are in August and July? Maybe you already passed the 60 days. Let me see. Because that maybe you're too late for that even. Let me see. Calendar says, yep, no, too late. August is 31 days, and I think July has also 31 days. No, you're too late by 2 days. You know, the letters tell you, you know, you got how much time to challenge them? 60 days. You know, you should have done that. But I would call them anyhow, see what's going on anyhow, and what information they got that claims that you made this extra money. I would try to ask for hearing anyhow. I would do it anyhow. You know, send it by first class letter, and then and see what's going on. Okay, see what you can discuss with them. By the way, you mentioned something in your letter which is I want to correct, my friend. You said how they can take your Social Security, your money, is not your money.
Yeah.
Okay, the money that's taken from people in Social Security that you paid into maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago goes straight down the federal rat hole of fraud and waste, mismanagement, corruption. There's $6.5 trillion that Pentagon cannot find what it went to. $6.5 trillion with a T. The Pentagon has no idea where the money went to. They cannot balance the books. Okay, that's where your money went down to a lot of it. What the government gives you in Social Security is whatever they feel out of their grace and goodness they want to give you. It's not your money. It's money that they've stolen from other people. So just know that they could take it anytime. They won't, because politically, a lot of old people will get upset and vote the crooks out, because they promised people that money. But just so you know, it's not your money. But I would talk to these guys about it. And they're not going to take everything, you know, off your, you know, Social Security right away. They don't do that. But they say you owe them, you know, some money. And how much that it will take, you know, they don't say exactly. You know?
Yeah.
So that's like, you know, I wish I could give a better answer for you, but no, there isn't. You know, but what I would do, I would start your own business of some sort. I would start maybe investing in real estate or something on the side, independent contractor work, you know, type of thing. I would do something like that if I was you.
Okay. Alrighty then.
Okay.
So that sounds good. Good information. I appreciate your time.
You're most welcome, my friend. Best of luck to you, and stay in touch.
All right, I will. Thanks.
All right. All right, folks. Thank you very much for being with me on Freedom Law School's weekly conference call. And let's see. Unless someone else has any comments or something you want to ask, there's only a few callers left on the call. And if you have anything to say, go ahead and announce your first name, your telephone area code, then ask what you want to ask, and I'll answer your question. Anybody else with a last question? Okay, well, folks, thank you for being with me. And I got an announcement, some pretty big announcements coming up, folks, in the next couple of weeks. A law professor challenged Freedom Law School's $300,000 income tax reward, folks. And I will show you how he lost. That's coming up in the upcoming weeks, folks. So with that, folks, I wish you all a good night. And I look forward for you to calling back again next and any and all Thursday nights at Freedom Law School's weekly conference call, where I will help you live free now. Good night, everybody.